In layman's terms for viewers, can you just explain what exactly it means that Biden is tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve?
Sure. So, to give some extra information, I have to let you know that this whole reserve thing is made for cases like this. Not necessarily for cases that the price of gas goes up very crazy, but it was made long time ago after an embargo was put against, Americans for selling petroleum by some Arabic countries after some war. And United States and many other countries decided to have this as a reserver in order to make sure in case something like that comes from the suppliers of crude oil, they have something to make sure for a while they can be okay. Now, the United States after that became actually one of the exporters of the crude oil because of the shale oil technology that they found how to take out the oil from the, the shale oil out. The supply in the United States, they found so many new sources of gas and petroleum. So they were like, now the export of the United States is more than what they import. The reason that Biden is doing this right now is that he's trying to decrease the sales price of the crude oil, hoping that, knowing that this is going to be used in order to make gasoline in refineries, hoping that this increase in the supply of petroleum and oil can decrease the price. As a result, the price of gasoline is going to be decreased. So, he's trying to, with all the other countries, United Kingdom, India, China, Japan, and South Korea, they together came up with a plan. They have similar resource reservers. So they came up with a plan to increase around 70, 80 million barrels of oil to the oil market, hoping that they can decrease the price because they are, increasing the supply of crude oil. Now, if you want to know how that will affect the end users, us who are, filling our tanks every day, there are many things that we have to take into account. First of all, the amount of oil which is being sold every day in the world is around 100 million barrels. Right. Knowing that 100 million barrels of oil is being sold on average every day, adding about 70, 80 million barrels of oil, not in a sudden move, because it's impossible to give that out all at one time, it will be some gradual process, right? Of course, it will and it can temporarily. For the time that this supply shock is in place, it can decrease the price of oil worldwide. However, there is a very big player in this game, which is OPEC, and more broadly, OPEC Plus, which includes Russia as well. OPEC countries, the cartel, and if you go to OPEC Plus and include Russia as well, they are supplying the majority of oil in the world. And in order to just deactivate and, just undermine whatever the value of what these four or five countries, including United States, are trying to do in order to decrease the price of oil, they can always decide, sit together, have a meeting, and decide to decrease their amount of production. And as a result, the whole effect will cancel out right away before anything happens.
And prices could go up if they,
Could go up, yeah,
right.
because because when OPEC decides to sell less, to produce and sell less oil, they can do it for a long time. But these 70, 80 million barrels are not even enough for one day use of the world. Okay, so of course, temporarily, in case the OPEC does not want it, you know, do something to just make the effect of this disappear, temporarily, this action of President Biden and the other five countries working with him on this can decrease the price of oil in the world, in the oil market, but that cannot be for good. Even if OPEC does not react, that cannot go forever. It's gonna be some temporary thing. And now, when we wanna translate that into the gasoline prices, it becomes a little bit more complicated. The reason being, let's just think about a scenario that the price of oil, because of what the United States and other five countries are doing, just drops significantly right now, and OPEC does not do anything about it. The refineries which are using oil in order to make gasoline are not just doing their contracts and purchasing oil today for whatever they are doing today. They have already purchased and signed contracts with oil producing companies for a long time. So they are still working with the oil prices. Because of that, not in the near future, they can change, or their cost of production will be changed, right? As a result, in that capacity, we cannot expect something to happen right away tomorrow or something. However, always the shock by itself can, for a very short while, change something. But even the estimates are, the best case scenario, we are looking at somewhere between 10 to 15 cents decrease in the price of gasoline per gallon. And for some people, maybe that's a big deal. But for many of people, might not that much of decrease, which is considered to be the best case scenario, is going to be enough, knowing that, considering the fact that the prices are too high right now. And the other thing, the other important thing to consider about gas prices is that gas has its own market, right? And the supply and demand in the gasoline market is gonna determine what the price is gonna be. So we talked about that not necessarily right away the refineries are gonna have some decrease in their costs in case the oil prices go down. The other things are, if you remember, we talked about the truck driver and the truck shortage, and which is affecting everything, including gas. So there are different factors, supply chain related or non-supply chain related factors, affecting the gas market itself. And if those factors are having a bigger impact compared to what this governmental decision is trying to do, we might not even see anything, even though the price of oil worldwide goes down because of this. So, yeah, please.
I was just going to say, how does the trucking shortage affect gas prices?
Okay. So this is interesting, because that was actually the first interview ever that I had with, you know, your channel, which was by...
I must have missed that Canty. One.
Yeah. And so that one, when we have truck driver shortage, you know, because from refineries to the gas stations, of course, someone should take the gas from there to here, right? And when we have shortage of truck drivers, of course, a part of it is going to be applied to the trucks which are supposed to transfer and move gas from refineries to gas stations. And when that's the case, some gas stations might not have enough gasoline in their tanks and in their reservoirs. And as a result, of course, like any other market, the supply is going to go down, and supply goes down, the price can go. Another problem that another thing that can affect the gas price is the season of the year that we are at. Right now, of course, COVID has, you know, decreased the amount of travels significantly, but after vaccination and everything, especially in this season, holiday seasons, Thanksgiving, many people want to go and spend their time with their, you know, families, loved ones, and everything. And because of that, the demand for travel is going to be increased suddenly. And that can cause some increase in the prices as well, because so many people are using gas more than normal. So there are different factors.
Okay, that makes sense. You mentioned, just briefly, can you talk about, you mentioned that if the prices were to go down, it would take a while since they've already set their prices and, you know, it would be gradual and that it'll only be temporary. So talk about why it is only temporary.
Oh, the reason that it is only temporary is that, you know, the United States, even if their policy works, which we hope it does, even if that's the case, for how long do you think they can keep, you know, taking out from their emergency reserve and supply the market? So for now, they came up with 70-80 for in the United States, it's going to be 50 million gallons, right? And altogether with the other five countries, 70-80 million barrels of oil. But this is a one-time thing. If and the effect is going to just go away not too long after it is, you know, introduced and the that amount of oil comes into the market, but it's not going to happen all the time, so they can permanently shift the supply.
And how long do you think it would actually be, just a guess, till we maybe see a few cents or 10 cents off our off the gas prices? And another guesstimate of how long it would last, if it all, you know, goes through and OPEC doesn't affect that?
Unfortunately, for cases like this, coming up with some, you know, certain and reliable estimate is very hard. But based on what I explained earlier regarding the fact that refineries are still working with the old gas prices, even if this increase in the supply of oil is going to decrease the price of oil, the refineries are still working with the higher prices, whatever it was before this whole thing. And for a while, they might be stuck with the contract that they already have, working with the old prices. As a result, it's not very, it might be very too optimistic to think that in a very near future, let's say in a couple of days or for this holiday season, we are going to see some significant change in the price of gas. But again, you never know. It can be the case that it happens faster than we expect and we see some changes.
Maybe by Christmas? Just depends.
Hard to say, but doesn't look like that. I don't think by Christmas it's going to happen. But again, you know, you cannot say for sure, because it really much so many factors. As I said, the problem with this season is that even when everything is in the normal situation, right? Everything is, you know, we did just imagine that we did not have such increase in the gas prices from the past couple of months or something. And it was like normal. This holiday season, Christmas, New Year, and everything, people are traveling more, people have days off, they go places, and as a result, the demand for gas goes up. And that by itself is enough to increase the gas price a little bit more than what it usually is. So, as I explained before, it can be the case that even the impact of what Biden decided to do is going to come in and causing about, you know, 10, 15 cents of decreasing the price of gasoline. But it might be canceled out by the increase in the demand of people because of the season that we are in. So we might not see some decrease, even though that effect is there.
And just really quick, that makes sense. Thank you, Amit, for explaining that. And you mentioned, so by them adding, by taking out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and adding all that gas into the market, Is that essentially, and I know you said adding more supply can take the value down. So is that them adding that gas, is that like a cheaper alter, like is that cheaper for the refineries to buy from that reserve?
No, no. They are not, you know, this is, they are not supposed to do it like this. The way it works is that United States starts selling, right? So it can be sold to a third country in the world somewhere on the other side of the world. It can be one of the refineries which demands to purchase it. So it is not a subsidized, this is important. It is not a subsidized pricing. It is just some, like what Federal Reserve does in order to control the money supply. They just every now and then, depending on the scenario and the case, they decide either to sell some securities and bonds and get some money so they can reduce the amount of money supply, or vice versa. So what they are doing right now is just out of what they have purchased in the past and reserved for emergency uses, they are just selling some of it, right? They are just selling some of
just
the
adding
top
to
barrel.
The supply.
Yeah. Just to add the supply.
Okay.
So it can be purchased by, I don't know, Germany. It can be supply, it can be purchased by, you know, a company in the United States, but doesn't mean that it will go below the price that the market has for oil right now. It will be sold at the market price.
So just by having more of a supply, it can make the price go down, even if it's not changing the price at all.
Oh, what was the question?
By adding more into the supply for everyone, it can just make the consumer price go down because there's just more.
Yeah, because you know this is the simple supply demand thing in any market. If you just shift the supply curve to the right, a sudden shift can definitely, if the demand doesn't move at the same time, or the supply is not turned back to where it was by another supply decrease, like what I said about OPEC. If just the supply is shifted to the right and is increased, of course, the equilibrium price in any market, including oil market, is going to go down. So anyone who is purchasing oil now can, you know, buy it at a cheaper price.
All right. That all makes sense. And just really, really quick, what is, I know people, like, I always hear people say that they feel like it's, you know, the presidency is the cause of gas prices going up, and I just hear people say that all the time. So, like, what is the actual cause of higher gas prices? Is it just the demand? Like, what is, you know, when we see gas prices going up and you hear people say that it's gone up since, like, the election, I've heard people, like, in my family and stuff say that. You know, like, what's the real reason for the rise of gas prices?
That's actually a great question. Gas prices, other than having their own supply and demand market, right? So that's definitely, at the end of the day, the supply and demand is going to play the main role in, you know, determining the gas prices in the United States and anywhere else in the world. However, since gas is refined out of crude oil. This isn't the important point here. Gas is made out of crude oil in refineries, right? And crude oil is the main, as of now, unfortunately, still, we had this conversation, you know, when the report of the United Nations came out regarding the global warming, if you remember. But as of now, still the majority of energy made all over the world is through the fossil fuels, power plants which are using the fossil fuels. And oil is one of those main things which is used for energy and for gas. Unfortunately, because of the sensitivity of oil and the dependency of the world on it to make the gas and make the energy, politics have a lot to do with oil prices, right? So oil, depending on who becomes the president of the United States, depending on what happens in one of the oil producing countries, like a war in Syria, something in Iraq, oil prices are changing dramatically based on what the what incidents are happening all over the world, especially in oil-producing countries, and how political changes are happening in the world, and how does the political comes in? Because they know that, let's say, if President X becomes candidate X becomes the president of United States or one of the major countries, he has some certain plans for how to the pipeline is gonna do this, and how, you know, how much they wanna support the fuel, the fossil fuels, and everything. So knowing all those, the oil price is super sensitive. When the oil price is super sensitive, considering the fact that oil is used to make gasoline, the gasoline price becomes very sensitive to whatever happens in the world as well. A new war changes everything. A new president in a major country changes many things. It can have a big impact. So what your family says is up to a point can be true, but does not necessarily mean that if person X becomes president, you know, the gas prices are doubled or comes to half. That's not like that. But depending on what policies and what plans this guy, the new guy in power, brings with him, and how that will affect the oil price in the whole oil market in the world, of course, gasoline price will be affected. That's why we see changes in gasoline price every day.
So it's based on, obviously, its own market and supply and demand, but also views from presidents over policies. Does it have to do with, like, climate? Because obviously, at least from what I've read, you know, like, oil and gas obviously causes pollution. So does it have to do with wanting to shift to cleaner energy, so then the prices go up?
Actually, prices go down, because let's say if we decide to go to cleaner energies, it means that we are using less fossil fuel in order to make energy, right? And when that's the case, the demand for all fossil fuels, like oil, like coal, and many other things, will go down. And when that's the case, of course, when the demand goes down, the price will significantly go down. So that for sure is one of them. Political changes, which are affecting how much production, and never forget the fact that oil is being mainly supplied by a cartel called OPEC. And OPEC, and recently is called OPEC Plus, a bigger group of, you know, countries that includes Russia and some few other countries, add them to the OPEC, now they are calling that OPEC Plus. That cartel decides about how much they want to produce oil in the world. And when they decide all of a sudden to make the production half of what it is right now, you can expect the oil prices to jump to the sky. And when that happens, of course, the gasoline prices is going to be affected right away, because, you know, the cost of production for the oil, which is now twice as much expensive for a refinery, is going to be way higher than before. So there are many factors impacting the gasoline price, which are mainly affecting oil price. And that, as I said, the first important thing, one cartel being offering and supplying the main supply of oil in the world, so they can change whenever they want, like a monopolist. And two, political changes can, and worldwide agreement like the Paris Agreement before this, and the recent one that had even a stronger agreement in Glasgow. So they are, of course, affecting the demand for it. And on the other hand, they can affect the price. So gas, oil, because of its sensitivity and its type of market, it's very volatile. And as a result, the price of the gasoline, which is one of the derivatives of oil, is going to be very sensitive and changing everything.
Got it. And in this case, we've been seeing the prices go up. What is the main factors in layman's terms that you would say is the reason why we're seeing it as of the past couple months?
Generally, when we are getting this has been the trend. When we are getting to the colder seasons of the year, people need more energy to make their homes warmer or their workplaces and everywhere generally. So the demand for energy generally goes up. And when we see that the demand for energy goes up, apparently the demand for oil is going to be affected and goes up, and the oil prices go up. And when the oil price goes up, the petroleum price goes up. Sorry, the gasoline price goes up, right? So this is one of them. Other than that, the OPEC, again, we get back to the OPEC. OPEC recently, for the past couple of months, although the demand of the world for oil has been increasing, the OPEC, in order to increase the price, decided not to increase their production. So they kept the supply as where it was, while the demand of the world was increasing, and that caused a significant increase in the prices of oil. And again, as I said, gasoline is a derivative of crude oil and cannot be just secured.
Got it. And why did they not want to increase supply? Just so that they could make more money off of it?
Oh, you mean that the decision OPEC? Of President Biden?
Well, oh, OPEC,
no.
Yeah.
OPEC is not doing that. OPEC is still on the same amount of production. They are not changing. That's why the President Biden, other five countries decided to increase the amount, release some of their emergency reserve, hoping that by increasing the supply of oil, something that OPEC is not doing.
Why isn't OPEC? Just curious. The demand's going up, but OPEC's deciding to stay the same supply as they are. Is that so that OPEC can make more money?
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's the main thing. They are, the economic definition of cartel. When some players get together, become a monopolist, now they can control the market and they have power over what the price is by controlling the supply. Right. Now, OPEC wants to max. OPEC countries sit together and their main goal is to maximize their own profit and income by selling their oil to the whole world, right? That's their main purpose. They don't care about what happens to the people in the United States or in Tanzania or in, United Arab Emirates. That is not the purpose. The purpose is each country which has oil wants to sell it at the highest price possible so they can get the maximum money out of it. That's why they sit together, they play as a monopolist together. So they come up with some limitation on how much each country can produce, and they set the limit to something, so the amount of production of the whole cartel is not gonna surpass some point. So they can keep the price high.
If you had a guess, Omid, do you think that OPEC is going to pull the plug, or do you think that they'll continue to produce the oil?
The current amount, I don't think. I'm not a very professional in this field. I mean, I have not been super involved in oil industry, but my feeling is like because a big player of the OPEC is Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is one of the allies of the United States, right? Now that President Biden is trying too hard to have an impact on the oil prices, at least temporarily, I don't think, countries like Saudi Arabia, which has a big role in OPEC, is gonna do something against it. At least their vote is not gonna be to go against it, unless the rest of the countries, members of OPEC decide to just decrease the production to cancel out whatever the impact of this increase of the supply by these five countries can be, but I don't think so. My feeling is that they are not going to change their amount of production and let this be, because they know it's going to be super temporary. It's not worth it to change whatever they were doing just because of something which is not going to last for long.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Omid. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Anything else you want people to know? Just your biggest takeaway?
You know, my thing is, you know, I have been thinking about this forever, and we have to switch to clean energy, right? Because the world is exploding. We both know it. And one of the things that people can think about is to switch to electric cars. You know, we see that the gas prices are going up, and that's not gonna stop there. We will have some more increases, and the prices are not very stable. So maybe it's a good time for people to think about leave greener, not just because they want to save the world, but that will be the final, you know, result if everybody does it, but just in order to decrease their cost of living and make their daily expenditures more stable and less, you know, sensitive, one of the things that they can do is just switching to some, you know, electric cars, having some more green energies at home, green products at home, and that's not a bad idea. But people should know that the prices of gas and oil are changing and will be like that, will be changing all the time. So it's very normal and expectable for the prices of gas to go up, then sometime after go down a little bit, then up again. So this is something that should not be very unexpected.
All right. Well, thank you for all the insight, Omid. I really appreciate it. Hope you can enjoy yourself during the holidays.
Thank you. You as well. You know, happy Thanksgiving in advance to you and your family. It was really nice to see you after a long while.
I know. It has been a while. But as soon as I saw this, I was like, ooh, hopefully you can weigh in. And you did. So I really appreciate it. And you enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You
too. See you soon.
Madison.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.